The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, who incidentally was raised in this country, is in Washington and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And Prime Minister Papandreou, you call this a crisis in global governance. Is it at least equally a crisis in your country's governance and Greece's failure to balance its books?
Yes, it is. And we fully take responsibility for the problems we have in Greece. I have just been elected just a few months ago on a new mandate for change. And change we must in many areas, in governance particularly. And I think that when we talk about financial problems, underlying the financial problems are really problems of governance, of how we have handled our economy, how we whether there's transparency, whether we have the right rules and regulations and checks and balances. This goes for Greece, but it goes for the world also.
You took office back in October, and you've said that only then did you discover that Greece's deficit was actually double what you had been told. I wonder if you could take us back to that moment when you first realized the size of the mess that you had inherited.
Yes, it was a shock. I did realize that we were not doing well, as even during the campaign I had been asking the former prime minister, then prime minister, Karamanlis, about the deficit, and I wasn't getting a straight answer. And then when we did come into government, we found what the deficit was, and the debt, of course, but the deficit, which was very high, and therefore we had a huge problem to solve. What happened, of course, is that the international markets were very jittery and wanted to see immediate results, and that's why we had to bring in an austerity program, which is obviously hurting, but it's necessary as the sort of bitter medicine in order that we get to gain the time to make the more radical or more deep changes in our administration and the way we run our country.
In a speech you made at the Brookings Institution in Washington today, you spoke of, and I quote, malicious rumors, endlessly repeated and tactically amplified, rumors that have driven up Greece's cost of borrowing money. Your example was, if Greece borrows 5 billion euros for 5 years, you pay about 725 million euros more in interest than Germany does. First, who is repeating and amplifying those malicious rumors about Greece?
Well, one of the problems with the markets is that there's no real face on the markets. But there are speculators, obviously, and that's not one of my revelations, although it was a shock to actually feel that Greece has become the target of a lot of speculation. There are these CDSs, default swaps, where you can insure your neighbor's house, and if it burns down, you get the money.
These are credit default swaps,
in fact,
speculators are betting on a Greek default. To make money if you do.
And therefore, what we had in the press in many parts of the world was that Greece was asking for a bailout, which we were not. Greece is going to default, which we would not, and that, of course, could have become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, what we have done is we have taken these very stringent measures and given a positive signal to the healthy part of the world market, and at the same time have had the support of our partners in the European Union. We've just had the support of Hillary Clinton. And we are also saying, and not only Greece, but a number of other Europeans we're coordinating with, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, Nicolas Sarkozy, the President of France, others like Gordon Brown, José Luis Zapatero, that we will be taking action to see how we can regulate this world market so that speculation won't be hitting otherwise healthy economies.
Would you urge banning what they call naked credit default swaps, that is, bets by people who themselves are not buying Greek debt, but who are betting on a default?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't want to be quoted by making a specific kind of proposal, but yes, if that is necessary in order to move on to a healthier market, then yes, I wouldn't be against that.
You said this about the gap between what Greece pays in interest and what Germany pays in interest. When you have a common currency, you said, that simply is not viable. One solution, I guess, would be the American solution. So you have a common currency, then you have to have a common fiscal policy. Greece would have to balance its budget the way an American state would have to balance its budget, not the way a sovereign country might choose to or not choose to. Is that a reasonable future for the Eurozone?
Well, that is very much the heart of the discussion which is going on in Europe right now. We term this the need for more stronger financial governance, economic governance in the European Union. And I think the Greek case has highlighted this debate, and I would hope that from this debate and from this problem, we actually use this as an opportunity to strengthen more coordination in the Eurozone and in the European Union. There are also a number of other ideas that have come out of this. For example, an EMF, let that be a European Monetary Fund, or a guarantee, or a euro bond, as per, let's say, federal bonds or whatever, where you would be, the European Union would basically be borrowing on behalf of the member states. So these are different ideas which obviously mean much closer fiscal economic governance and cooperation, and I believe that you will be seeing more of that as the months and the years go by.
Prime Minister Papandreou, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's
Prime Minister George Papandreou of Greece, who was speaking to us today from Washington, D.C.